Blog Talk Radio.
Messages that inspire, connecting you to your purpose, bringing clarity to your vision, giving insights that empower, igniting your life into your spiritual evolution. Welcome to Ignite and Evolve Radio with your host, renowned spiritual life coach, medium, and healer, Angel.
Hello. Good morning.
Oh, hello.
Who am I speaking
to? Good morning.
To?
This is Barb.
Good morning.
Good morning. My question is about my love life. Wondering if you see anything coming new or anything that's in the past that's coming back.
So I don't mean to interrupt you, but the engineer just told me that we had a whole breakdown in the sound. So I'm going to repeat what I started with. I gave a whole 5 minutes of information about
okay.
the show. So I'm going to do that
okay.
again. So if you'll be patient, because I do apologize, but apparently we had a disconnect on the sound, and that's why everybody was on hold. So I apologize for that. So we're going to go back
okay.
to Here Comes the Change, and Are You Ready?
Okay.
That's the topic
yeah.
of the show. And what I talked about was the definition of change. And how I looked up the definition of the word change in preparation for the show. And that change is either a noun or a verb. And I had stated, I found that very fascinating, that change could be either a noun or a verb. The noun being a proper item and a verb being an action. So what many of us focus on with change is we focus on change like it's a noun. We focus on the act of change as if it's a thing that's happening to us. And that's what we're going to talk about today. And as always, please take a moment to relax and receive. If you're unable to focus today because you're driving, I invite you to come back and listen to the rebroadcast. I have a couple of rules that I have stated on the website. One is when you do call in, because there's a lot of people that call in, and I want to help everyone, but the purpose of this show is to get information out. So I ask that you state your first name, ask one question or share a theme with the program. You want to keep your questions brief because I want to give everybody about 3 minutes, no more than that. If you require more complex assistance or you need a follow-up question, you can handle that offline. I ask that you visit my website at igniteevolvecoaching.com. Because once again, I want to be able to touch as many people as possible and give information. As a practitioner in the community, if there's anything I can do to assist, we can definitely deal with that offline. And keep your, I ask that you keep your questions in the theme of our programming today, which is Here Comes the Change, and Are You Ready? So back to the definition of change. As a noun, the definition of change is the act or instance of making or becoming different. As a verb, it is to make or become different. So we can take action and make the difference happen as we go through the change, or we can become the change, to act or instance of making or becoming different. So rather than relating to the change in our lives as if it were something happening to us, relating to the change as an evolution. And as I say on the page, it is not the change that makes our lives chaotic. It's our response to the change that make our lives chaotic. It's either the fear or the flight or the paralysis that we go into for the change. So that's what I had covered when we started, and I apologize for you guys getting that riddled with technical difficulties as we evolve the show here. So now who am I speaking to?
This is Barb.
Hello. Barb, hi, Barb.
Yeah.
How are you?
Yeah, hi. I'm okay. Yeah, thank you for taking my call. My question is about my love life. If you see any relationships, any new relationships coming, or most recent that might be coming back.
Well, our show topic today is change. Is there something changing in your life around your love life? Because that's really what I want to focus on in today's show. So if there, I'm happy to talk about that. That's an awesome question. But can we? Is there some change that's going on that you're relating this to in terms of your relationship? Is the question?
Well, some things needed to change in that relationship, for sure. And so we're on a break. And so I'm just wondering, will he be able to make the changes in his life so that we are more aligned and can explore our lives together?
Now, that's a really good question. So let's look at that, and I want to address that here real quick because that really comes down to the heart of the programming topic today in terms of how we look at change. And we only are able and capable of changing ourselves, right? And so as you look at that, one of the things that I'm seeing, Barb, is that the evolution process that's happening in your life is part of the challenge that he's reacting to. So it's like you guys are running a race, right? So if you look at yourselves as two people running a race, you've done some work to train and get yourself in a situation where you are stronger and you're moving your life forward and you are doing some things to get your speed and your stamina up to a certain point to run to a certain level. And he's not doing that work. He's kind of focused on something else. So the only way the way things are right now that you guys will be able to move forward together is if you kind of trim down your training. It doesn't look like that's what you want to do. It looks like you're moving forward in a certain direction, and that's the direction that you don't not just want to go, but that's the direction that you're being guided to go. So the hard reality you kind of have to look at is, are you prepared to take a deep breath and accept that it's time to kind of move on to something different? If you're prepared for that, this change that you're manifesting, because you've called for this change in your life. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, so you've called for all this stuff that's happening, and it's just he can't keep up. Just can't. And so somebody's going to come into your life that's going to be able to keep up. But part of that at that evolution for you is the ability to kind of heal and let this change happen. This is part of the change. And it's not a bad change. It's just evolution. And you can't stress on whether he can do what he needs to do because he's got his stuff. He needs to do it. You're on a mission. You got to finish your mission. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So trust. Trust that it will be okay. And trust that something new will come, but you have a couple of things you need to finish. And then something will come when you're finished so that you're not in the same boat. Because if this person steps out, another person steps in, that person is going to be in the same boat 6 months from now.
Okay.
Because you're kind of growing. Okay?
Yeah.
Does that help?
Okay. Yes.
Awesome.
Thank you
for calling, Bravo. Have a fantastic
Bye-bye.
Day. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Good morning. Thank you for calling. Oh, this is Angel. Who am I talking to?
Hi, my name is Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. So you guys missed. Oh, it's so
I'm
awesome
changing.
For 5 minutes. Nobody heard it. It was awesome. So I apologize for that. So what's going on with change in your life?
I am changing careers. I believe my past experiences are moving me. My husband has been totally supportive of me changing, redesigning myself, reinventing myself. And I'm currently working to assist an attorney with women issues. She helps women with their children and such. And I, as a nurse, I have a background of law enforcement and firefighting. I'm a licensed nurse. I'm finding this field very interesting. I'm noticing more or less the mental aspect, mental depression, the PTSD, you know, all that. And I'm wondering if this is, because I'm so excited about it, if I'm not just jumping because it's something different. What's going on? What does Spirit really want me to do here?
It's really humorous as I listen to your description there. As you asked your question, the image I was shown was Wonder Woman, and that's kind of like your icon is Wonder Woman. And, you know, the thing about Wonder Woman is Wonder Woman has two personas. She's got Diana Prince, who's the professional and astute that's out there, and then she's a superhero. And that's who you are. And what makes this new evolution for you is you've got the superhero down, okay? You've got the superhero that's out there kicking butt and beating up criminals and solving crimes. You've got the superhero down. This Diana Prince chick, not so much. And that's what the doubt is. There's the, like, you're like looking at the, it's like I see Wonder Woman with the suit on the bed, looking at it, trying to figure out how to put it on. She's like, I don't know how, what am I supposed to do with that? And so what you need to accept is just put it on. You're being driven to this area for a reason, because that strength and that purpose-driven persona is what the people you're going to connect with need to see, which is about the change. So for you, acting in the process of change, it's the action that is changed for you. You need to take action, right? It is a verb for you. Make or become different. That speaks to you, because you have to now learn how to darn the suit, because you already know how to wear Wonder Woman's costume. Does that make sense?
I've been compared to many superheroes.
that rang true for you.
Yeah. The last time someone did that, I'm a fifth degree black belt. So someone called, I did my thing, and they're like, "Ooh, Superwoman."
Yes, and that's who you are. But you're comfortable with that. But that's part of evolution.
Okay.
We can't evolve.
I'm learning.
We can't evolve in comfort, right?
Yes. Life is all about the change. It's all about that little ball that expands and contracts. Yes, I totally agree with all that.
In the business world, they say an
invisible plane and get my lasso out.
That's right. you're in the right direction. I was going to say, in the business world, they say you got to be comfortable being uncomfortable. You're gonna wear this. This is just gonna be a new superhero suit for you. You're going to turn the suit into a superhero. You just have to be comfortable in it, and that's the hard part.
I am worried a little bit about finances. Should I be?
No. It's going to be a struggle as you start, but it's a start. It's like that with anything you start. It's a start.
Yeah.
Stop diverting. You're diverting. You're using that as an excuse for fear. So you've got seven or eight reasons that you can talk yourself out of stuff, and that's one of them.
Yeah.
Don't distract yourself. Stay focused, okay?
Okay. All right.
You've never been without. You've never been without, and you're not going to be without, right?
Oh, correct. Correct.
So,
get out there. Okay.
So take care, and good luck, and let me know how things go, Wonder Woman.
I appreciate it. I needed this little pep talk. Thanks for the confirmation.
You're welcome. Take care. God bless.
God bless you.
All right. That was a great call. I have a couple more callers on hold, and if there's anybody else that was on hold that thought the show wasn't on, I'm going to repeat. There were technical difficulties at the beginning. First 5 minutes were lost. I'm going to repeat some of the things that I spoke on in the first 5 minutes. These have been some great calls. And I like to dig in, and I'm going to talk about relationships for a moment, and then I'm going to get back to the calls. Relationships, I get a lot of calls about relationships, and people call in all the time. It's the number one question when working as a practitioner is relationships. And I really understand, been there myself in terms of divining a powerful relationship for myself, and I know it's frustrating. But I'm going to give you guys, everyone out there who's struggling with a relationship situation and has a question, I want you to take a moment to just take a deep breath and hear what I'm going to say. I want you to contemplate this changes. In the process of sitting down, many of you have sat down in frustration and in anticipation to really take the time to sit and suss out what it is that you want in your life. You've sat down and written down some goals. Perhaps you went to a seminar. Perhaps you went to a retreat. You read a book you listened to CDs, you did what you needed to do for you to decide, what do I want to do with my life? How do I find out what my purpose is and how do I get there? And you sat down and did the work, right? Whatever that may be, releasing the past, building some strength in your system, aligning your chakras, whatever your spiritual process is, you've gone through this process and you have now determined what your end game is. You've determined what it is that you need to do for the next 12 months, 24 months, 5 years, 10 years. You've decided what your goals are and you are starting to evolve as this powerful, powerful individual, setting his or her feet on the path to the grand design. For many of you, this is true. For many of you, you've just started this process. And one of the things that happens when we start this process, like with our first caller, is as we evolve, it's like an athlete, two athletes working out together decide that they want to become a certain level athlete. One of them may have a different level of skills. One of them may have a different level of dedication and commitment. Whatever the story is, as they develop, one may develop faster. And it would be very difficult for that second athlete to stay with that first athlete as they're taking their athletic game to the next level. And my friend, that's what some of you are doing. You're taking your game to the next level. And it's not unfortunate or fortunate. It's just how it is that there are some times when the person you're standing next to may not have the strength, the focus, or the desire to walk the path that you're on anymore. And it doesn't mean anything other than that you guys are now just evolving to be in two different arenas. What is it that Angel's saying? Like, Angel, that sounds kind of depressing. No, when I asked you to contemplate that, who called for this change when you sat down and asked for all this to happen? Who called for it? Called for it ourselves, didn't we? When I sat down and asked for the change, I called for it. I set forth my intent. I reached out to the divine. I accepted his call, and I called for it. If my spouse or my significant other is not the person I'm supposed to be with to be in that call, that's part of my path. They have a different path. God's not going to let you stand alone. We deserve love as we deserve both prosperity and abundance and joy in our lives and health. You will find the person that's supposed to walk with you as you evolve to the next level if you're ready to receive. What we can often do as we're traveling and we're evolving, we get to the point where we're evolving and all of a sudden we miss companionship because we're social creatures. We miss companionship and we feel pain because we miss companionship. And so what we do as we're focusing, we change our focus to relationship. And for many of us, we can be almost there. But then we want to generate a relationship and we stop focusing on the evolution. There's nothing wrong with that. It's just what happens. So it's something for you to contemplate. Make some decisions around what's important to complete. And if your goals are important to complete, make sure that you are in line and in the right space to complete those goals so that you can be allowed. Somebody will come in. It's like a magic trick. You will be surprised how fast and easy someone will come in as you're rolling down the road, focusing on your goals. If you roll down the road focusing on a relationship, you can often miss opportunity. And I hope that makes sense. I'm going to take this next caller. Thank you. Thank you for holding. Who am I speaking to?
Hi, this is Erica. How are you?
Hi, Erica. I'm great. Thank you for calling. What can I do for you?
All right. Well, talking about change, this last 6 weeks have been about not so positive financial change. And
okay.
I've been actually working on trying to refinance my apartment so that I could actually relieve myself of debt. And that's like what I want. I want to change to someone who's not tied to debt. And, you know, I guess want to know if there's any messages around spirit, because I'm, you know, I'm taking things day by day and not trying to panic. But I just need a word.
Okay. So that's a really great question. So there is a lot of chaos. I see the chaos, and it's really hard. It's like being in a storm. It's like you're in that hurricane wind blowing, stuff is flying around, and you're like, oh, my God, what do I focus on? Everything's flying around. And for you, you're taking action, okay? You are taking action in terms of being in that space of change. What you're being asked to do are two things. First, you're being asked to relax. You're so focused on making this happen that you're focusing on the wrong end of the gun, so to speak. It's like, oh, my God, I have to make this happen. I really need this to happen. I just want to know if it's going to happen. Your fists are clenched tight. You're so tight that it's just really, really hard to exist in that space. You know, it's just hard to just walk in that space. So the first thing you're being told to relax is just to relax. The second thing you're being told is to have faith, because by the end of the year, it looks like, which is what, 2 months from now? You got like 2 months, right? Right?
3 months. Yeah,
that's not
months.
A lot of time. That's not a lot of time. You're going to be in a whole different situation in 2 months. You're going to be surprised by how turned around this process is going to be for you in 2 months. You've got a six-week process you're working in right now. You have a six-week process that you're working in. It. There's six weeks of a process that you're just trudging through like a train going down the track. There's 8 weeks left in your cycle. You're going to come out on the other side, and everything is going to be the way you want it to be. So they don't want you to stress. But part of your lesson and part of your path is this process that you're going through. Nothing worth having is easy for some reason for you. You have to fight for everything that you get. Does that make sense?
I wish it didn't, but it does.
I mean, some people, it just seems like they have to just, like, climb harder, you know? If this person's walking through the door and you have to, like, get a chair and climb through the window, it always seems like, feels like it's like that for you. And it's not that it's like that for you. It's that you're a stronger person, and there's something you're here to do in terms of ministering to people that these lessons and these conversations are going to be of value. So that's the reason. So it doesn't mean anything other than explaining why. That's the reasons why you're going through this. Just have faith. It's going to be okay. The answer to the question is it's going to come out in the end. It's just the struggle to get there. Try to relax.
Yeah.
And connect. You're not connecting. You're not connecting consistently because you're so caught up in the process. Daily, make that connection to your source. Make your connection to strengthen your faith. One more thing, because this is coming around. Don't listen to naysayers. You got some naysayers around you. Don't listen to what could possibly happen that's not good and what might not happen. Don't listen to that. Does that make sense?
No, it makes sense. It's funny. I'm doing Debtors Anonymous, and I'm working on a whole faith piece. That's the piece that I'm really working on.
Okay.
Having faith.
Make the connection every day, even if it's as simple as just sitting down and talking to yourself, talking to God, talking to the angels, talking to whatever your process is. Just 5 minutes. Make the connection. You have to do that every day. That's the only way you're going to get through this, because it's like walking, Moses walking the Israelites through the sea as it split. As they're walking through looking up, they have to have faith the water's not going to come down on them. That's the image that you're being shown. You have to have faith that it's not going to come crashing down. Just keep walking. There is hope at the end, and it's going to come together at the end. This is just the challenge. That's all this is the challenge. Okay?
Thank you.
So
I appreciate
you're
that.
Welcome. Does that help at all? You feel a little better?
No. Listen, it helps. You know, like I said, I'm taking things day by day. I know that's how I can make it through. You know, damn, I wish I could have the easy path, but I know that's not my path. So
that's a new me goal. New me goal, girl.
But well, bless you.
God bless you. Keep in touch. Let me know how things go. Take care of yourself.
Yeah. Thank you.
And thank you. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye. Okay, we're about to call it a day. And again, the change, it's all about being ready for the change. Are you a noun or are you a verb? So just remember what I always say. Ignite your life today that you can evolve your life tomorrow. God bless you and take care.